It's time now for Conversations with the Mayor. The Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro is home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We are joined now on the phone by Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, how are you?
I am doing well, Andrew. Hanging in there on this slightly drizzly afternoon here in Hillsborough.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Since you mentioned weather, let's talk about weather. How was the weather yesterday afternoon?
Well, it was a wild one, as I think it was everywhere. We definitely had a quarter-sized hail at my house. I heard some of my neighbors saying they saw a golf ball-sized hail. Lots of, you know, kind of quickly flooding streets in some areas. I think you saw some photographs maybe that the Hillsborough Police Department was trying to block off some areas down on South Churton Street because of flooding that got too deep too quickly to really safely drive through. Didn't hear any reports here in Hillsborough proper of some of the more extreme events like, you know, some of our neighbors over in Durham had, but it was a pretty wild afternoon. Kids home late from school. It was quite a lot.
How late did the kids get home from school?
Well, let's see. My high schooler was already home yesterday, but my middle schooler was about 45 minutes late just because they started doing release and then needed to pause that because things got too unsafe outside with the hail, and then they resumed the release after that.
Yeah, there's not ever a convenient time for severe weather, but right when school gets out might be the least convenient.
And that's right.
All right, let's talk about last night's town budget meeting. Was there anything noteworthy from public comments?
Yeah, so last night it was both our town board workshop on the budget and also the public hearing for the budget. We had a couple of public comments on the budget last night. We had one resident come to talk about the water and sewer rates, and then we had another group of folks come from the Fairview community to talk to us about a request that they had made for some funding to do some repairs on the Dorothy Johnson Community Center.
Right. Anything else from the budget meeting that stood out to you?
Yeah, one of the topics that by the time we get to this point in the budget process, you know, we have talked about the budget, you know, several times before. So there were there's no big surprises to be revealed at this point in the process. So we're looking at the manager's message, the budget message that goes at the front of the document, and then going through to be sure there's no final questions. And in addition to that, we got some more parameters placed around the commitments to affordable housing funding that we would like to make. You know, because of Hillsborough's size, we don't have a housing department per se, but we do make contributions like the other jurisdictions do to the partnership to end homelessness and to the community home trust and our match for the home funds. But we've been having discussions about doing more than that because the acute nature of the affordable housing crisis. And so we made a decision last night to add some funding to our regular, line items on that we think will likely go towards an ask the Partnership to End Homelessness has made regarding, their gaps analysis that they have made and we've been talking about for a couple of years. We are interested in knowing what the other jurisdictions are doing, and that'll be more clear and finalized for us later in the summer. One of our issues right now is that our audit is late, and so we need to, a lot of our budget right now is based on estimations, reasonable estimations, but we will have more clear figures to be sure we have all the facts and figures correct later in the summer so we can clarify that funding. And then we also want to have a long-term plan in response to the Housing Coalition's ask about, allocating 2 cents worth of funding to affordable housing. And that's something we are interested in in ramping up over time. We aren't really in a position to do that right now. That would be about 300. That 2 cent figure for Hillsborough would be about $300,000. We're not in a position to do that just in one fiscal year right away, but we are interested in ramping up that over time. But we need a clear plan to get there. And so that's a stay tuned for later in the summer for what that will actually look like.
Right. And that's affordable housing is always an issue, but it's an issue that requires some very long planning. So
that's right. That's right.
Is there any estimate on when the budget will be passed?
Yes, we expect to approve the budget at our June 13th meeting.
All right, excellent. Okay, then when I was preparing for this interview, I was kind of shocked to see that we're already to the last Friday of May. This month has flown by like
club.
They tend to do. But it is last Friday
as a
art walk.
Of school-age children, I'm kind of having a heart attack at where we are.
Oh, yeah, yes. that's the end of the school year is coming up.
That's right.
So last Friday art walk is coming up this weekend.
That's right. That's right. So last Friday is back in full swing, and it's certainly a very popular time to be in Hillsborough. There are so many good things happening. People out in the streets enjoying art, enjoying music, and we also have the return of the opportunity for people to table back on the old courthouse area that started back last month. And I assume that'll be back this month. And it's really a wonderful time to be in Hillsborough, you know, visit one of our local restaurants and see all the creativity alive and active here in town.
Excellent. Well, we're almost out of time. We've got a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you'd like to highlight going on in Hillsborough or anything else you'd like to thought we'd talk about that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, one thing that I thought about in right before you called was in anticipation of it being Memorial Day weekend. So this time last year was, last June, so we're almost to June, is when Hillsborough had up our pride flags for the first time, which, long story short, we no longer are able to have flags of any kind on our Hillsborough, on Duke Energy's equipment. But we are in the midst of working out the banner agreement with them. A banner will just be a different type of display that does not put their equipment, doesn't create the same safety issues for their workers. So I just want to be sure the public knows that they are not going to see the American flags up this Memorial Day, and that's still going to surprise some people. And the banners, we do have American flag banners and pride flag banners in the works, and staff has been working hard. We just don't quite have them in our hands yet. So,
okay, so if we don't see flags, if we don't see any flags, don't be offended. It's a Duke Energy issue, not a statement.
No, don't blame it on Duke Energy. don't get me in trouble.
Oh, no.
And we are in good stead. It's banners, and think banners, not flags. But the banners, they are coming, but we won't have those up in time for Memorial Day.
Right. We'll just want to be sure that people don't think that somebody made a political choice or a cultural choice here. This is just about safety and compliance.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate the conversation, and I hope you have a great day.
It was great talking with you, Andrew. Until next time.
Thanks. That was Hillsborough Mayor.